Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. A Canadian military helicopter has crashed in the Mediterranean. The Canadian Armed Forces has confirmed that the CH-148 Cyclone helicopter had up to 6 Canadian personnel on board. The crash's first victim has been identified as Sub-Lieutenant Abigail Calbro of Nova Scotia. The 5 other people are still missing. The helicopter was deployed from a naval frigate, the HMCS Fredericton, as part of NATO's Operation Reassurance. It went missing when performing exercises off the coast of Greece in the Ionian Sea Wednesday. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
All of them are heroes. Each of them will leave a void that cannot be filled. On behalf of all Canadians, I want to offer my deepest support to their families, their friends, their shipmates, and their fellow CAF members. This is another very hard day for Halifax, for Nova Scotia, and for our armed forces families. I spoke to NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg earlier this morning, who offers support and assistance in the times to come. In the coming days, there will be many questions about how this tragedy occurred, and I can assure you we will get answers in due course.
Chief of the Defense Staff of the Canadian Armed Forces, General Jonathan Vance, confirmed Thursday that the Armed Forces has contacted the next of kin for all those aboard the helicopter. Search and rescue efforts are ongoing. The cause of the accident is unknown at this time. An investigation is being launched. General Jonathan Vance.
Cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder have been recovered. An aircraft is being dispatched to collect those recorders and bring them to the National Research Council for analysis. A flight safety investigation team, or flight safety investigation has been initiated, and a flight safety accident investigation team, similar to what the Transportation Safety Board would dispatch, will depart Canada today or tomorrow to investigate the circumstances surrounding this terrible accident.
Across Europe, around 915 Canadian Armed Forces members are currently serving in Operation Reassurance, which is part of NATO's deterrence measures. At home, the Canadian Armed Forces have been deployed recently to assist with the pandemic. Their personnel have helped with the COVID-19 crisis in long-term care homes in Ontario and Quebec. Parliament has passed its $9 billion emergency support package for students. The federal government's plan offers aid to students who are not eligible for other COVID-19 economic relief measures and who may be left in smaller summer job markets. With the Canada Emergency Student Benefit, students can receive up to $1,250 per month from May to August. If you have a disability, or if you are taking care of someone else, the benefit can cover up to $2,000 per month. On Wednesday, MPs met for an in-person sitting to debate the legislation, Bill C-15. Minister of Employment, Carla Qualtrough.
If approved, this framework would provide financial relief to students during the important summer months through a temporary income support benefit worth approximately $5.2 billion. I will focus on the largest piece of this framework, which is the Canada Emergency Student Benefit. Last week, our government announced a 4-month Canada Emergency Student Benefit. Students who are not eligible, who are not receiving the CERB and meet the criteria for this new benefit will be able to apply to receive $1,250 per month between May and August. Students with permanent disabilities and students with dependents would receive an additional $750 per month for a total of $2,000 a month.
In discussion with opposition parties, the initial $1,750 per month was raised to $2,000 per month for students who have dependents or a disability. The bill passed at the House and now goes to the Senate for review on Friday. As of noon on April 30th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 52,057 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 3,082 deaths. Over 800,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories. Nunavut confirmed its first case on April 30th. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 30th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show was brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.